The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday. Another week gone in about 2.5 days. So fast, it's crazy. Speaking of crazy, we have a video to play next hour. Don't miss that. To show you what's going on in New York City, for example. And probably most all other blue big cities and red ones too. About how the invaders are literally gutting them. You're not going to believe this. It's astonishing. The cities are finished. I don't see any way of reversing what's going on. There, one hotel, what was it? I think it had 5,000 invaders being quartered, all expenses for everything from Uber to emergency room to alcohol, all expenses covered. And I think there were 5,000 staying in one enormous New York hotel, and they're all going to go the same way. And probably commercial real estate will follow thereafter. You're not going to get these people out of there. And remember, they're offered the vax, but they're not being forced or even pushed on to take it. So they're not getting shot up. They're not having the problems that American citizens are having by and large, all of those who have been injected, ever since warp speed. You know the story. Welcome back, Madeline. We have a lot of astrological things to do here. And I'm wanting to repeat this. A lot of people mock astrology, but they shouldn't. Because when you're born, there is, we'll call it geo-electromagnetic and maybe even photonic things going on in the solar system and perhaps even in the galaxy that do imprint and otherwise influence your life cycle. It's very interesting. I didn't believe it myself until I was in college and I started to do some research on it. So These are forecasts, and they're fascinating to wade through. So welcome back, and let's go to it.
Oh, thank you, and yes, you're correct. And actually, the as you call it, geomagnetic or electromagnetic imprint actually imprints on your DNA, a portion of it. Mm-hmm. So yes, mm-hmm. Very, very important to remember that everybody has their own cycles based on when they were born. And I'm going to talk about the cycles that are overhead for June. We're going to get back to 1 month here because I've talked about what's happening in the summer for a couple of months now, especially last month. Went through pretty much the whole summer in terms of the intense financial issues that are occurring and economic issues. So starting with tomorrow's in full moon on June 3rd, and this happens kind of late at night, close to midnight for the East Coast. So the So that particular full moon shows entrenched power issues. Now, that's the sun sesquiquadrate to Pluto and the moon semi-square Pluto. So, and Pluto is conjunct the ascendant. So this is actually a big heads up for the East Coast in terms of potential weather. It could be something worse than weather. It could be power grid issues or something, but certainly weather is can be very challenging when Pluto's on the ascendant. Now, these, because these are entrenched power issues, they're not easily resolved. They're not dynamic. They're stuck energy. And because the sun is in Gemini now, this could also indicate that there are multiple leaders who are involved in this entrenched mess.
So we need an astrological we need an astrological laxative of some kind.
That's yeah, that's right. Definitely, right. Definitely, yeah. And, you know, if you just think about it, you've got kind of things worldwide in an entrenched mess. And so that's pretty much what the planets are describing. Now, we're actually headed into a little tiny phase here that looks like possibly transition and recovery. And so there's a little bit of stability that's showing up during the month of June. It doesn't last long, but it's helpful for now. And we'll just have to see if it continues a little bit later after we go through the financial craziness of the summer and in through September and early October. So perhaps this will all feel better in, you know, later in the fall. But hopefully we're going to see some improvement. But right now, there's this still this big battle going on. And we're just starting to eke past it right now. This was the Jupiter square Pluto and Mars opposite Pluto and square Jupiter. So it's a big mess. And I have to say, although we have seen volcanoes with this particular cycle, we have not seen the extent of the battle being played out in public, at least. So I don't know. These are in fixed signs. Fixed signs tend to make their changes late rather than early or on time like some of the other ones do. So we'll just have to see if next week is improved. I did see that the bank, especially the regional bank stocks, are starting to lose, you know, value again, and that may continue.
Let me ask a question about that.
Yeah.
Do you see merger and acquisition weather ahead regarding national and regional banks? I'm of the opinion that if they want to, they'll shake this thing down so hard that we'll end up with about six or eight national banks left, and that'll be about it. Maybe some local credit unions, but a lot of regional banks are way overextended. That is a fact. I don't know who's going to bail them out, if anyone. They may just buy them out.
Well, after the last increase in the interest rate by the Fed, mm-hmm. which was roughly a month ago, they actually had 2,315 of the, I think it was like 4,800 banks that were insolvent, technically insolvent, meaning they haven't recognized their losses on their bonds and stuff. so I think there is the potential for a large shakeout. Now, just as a sort of historical comment, the there used to be over 10,000 banks prior to 2008.
individual bank names, individual banks,
yes.
So to speak?
Yes,
wow.
Yes,
wow.
10,000. Okay, so now we're down to 4,800. I'm just giving you that as a as a historical reference.
That's a good frame of reference. No, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we've lost over half of them. All right.
We lost over half, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this could still play out next week is what I'm just trying to alert people to. Might not be over this. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And so
tomorrow night's full moon, before you get away from that, would be about 9 o'clock Pacific time thereabouts.
Right about 9 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock.
But it doesn't impact the West Coast like it does the East Coast.
The East Coast really looks rough for weather. Now, you know, is that weather wars? I don't know. Is it a power grid failure? I don't know. Any of those are possible. It could be something else even. You know, it certainly looks like something, you know, from the sabotage point of view, since Pluto's in the 12th house of sabotage and very, very close, sitting on top of the ascendant. So,
well, here, try this out, since we're geopoliticking a little bit here. California has a bill pending, and I heard about it, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. It's moving along. It's moving right along, as they say. And Governor Grusom will sign it in a heartbeat. And what does that bill provide for? It allows any parent, male or female, a mommy or a daddy, who has a successful birth, which is no mean feat in these days, but they have a successful birth, they are allowed legally to have their child killed up to 1 month in age with no penalties.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Oh, my God. That's just insane. That's beyond insane. I don't know how that
more.
How
do you process
insane.
Something like that?
No, you can't. No. But that does reflect the Jupiter square Pluto. So, yeah. And the Mars opposite the Pluto. Mars opposite Pluto tends to be extremely intense anger, even rage. And so you're seeing odd things, you know, people burning pride flags and other things, you know,
right.
Riots and so forth. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, that's that energy and so forth. So yeah, it's pretty intense. Now, there are two military cycles occurring. That's the Mars square Jupiter, and Mars is in conjunct Saturn. So those are still in range and possibly indicating military activity in our areas. But we do have some encouraging cycles, and one of those is actually that we have Mercury conjunct Uranus. Now, this actually got very close right before Mercury went retrograde in April. But it didn't happen. And Mercury conjunct Uranus often suggests shocking or surprising news. Mm-hmm. But on a more personal level, it can indicate that you get sudden ideas or genius ideas, brilliant thoughts that really are worth capturing and doing something with them, because they can bring you a lot of assistance, money, and so forth. And good connections. So that's a very positive one. That's in range May 28th through June 9th. It's peaking on the 4th, which is Sunday. And so you may want to utilize that. It's a very good cycle. And then we have on this, this is still related to the June 3rd full moon. We have a lovely cycle associated with donations, humanitarian projects, art, beauty, music, film, videos. This is Venus trine Neptune. It peaked today, and it's also related to forgiveness and other spiritual practices. It stays in range through June 10th. So that is a very positive cycle. And then we also have this economic stability cycle. I wish it stayed longer, but I'll take it. And this is Jupiter sextile Saturn. And this cycle actually comes in range tomorrow on the 3rd. It peaks on June 19th, and it's going to stay in range through July 5th. Now, this is exactly what we need to help us start rebuilding. I wish it would last longer. It'll come back again later, I think, late in the year, which will be most helpful. But at least we have something. And then on the challenging side of this, the Mars square Jupiter is the attempt to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. So that cycle is still going on. The best thing you can do with that particular cycle is to focus on just one project at a time. Just stay with one project. You get that done, then you can move to the next one. And this cycle is going to stay in range through June 22nd. And June 11th.
So what you're saying is don't date more than one person at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. Don't try and overdo it. But it is on its way out. It's already peaked. But it is, you know, going to stay in range until June 11th. So, you know, we've got another week of this, a little bit more than a week. And so just try and rein yourself in so that you get things done. The other thing about this is Pluto is headed back to Capricorn, and that actually is the next thing I need to talk about. On June 11th at 2:16 a.m. Eastern Time, Pluto's going to re-enter Capricorn. So that's actually June 10th on our coast, the West Coast. And it's going to remain back in Capricorn until January 20th of 2024. So, and then it's going to stay in there, you know, once it goes back into Aquarius June 20th of next year, it'll stay in Aquarius until September 1st, when it'll move back to Capricorn again for a few months, and then it will finally move into Aquarius on November 19th of 2024. So in the meantime, it's basically got cleanup work to do in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn is a lesson about attempting to amass control over people and the economy. So now, of course, that didn't work out too well for the King of England. That's when we ended up having our war, and of course, it was back in 1778 to 1798 when Pluto was last in Capricorn. And that's when they lost the Revolutionary War. So just as Pluto is about to re-enter Capricorn, there's actually an interesting set of cycles that occurs, and this is Mercury trine Pluto and Ceres trine Pluto. So it's a big grand trine, and Ceres is the goddess of nurturing. And and she's actually considered to be a dwarf planet, which, interestingly enough, is what astronomers now consider Pluto to be, even though it's extremely powerful.
How big is Ceres compared to Pluto? About
pretty close in size. It's
same,
it's the biggest.
Same general orbit. They're way out there.
Well, no, Pluto is further out, but Pluto is the slowest planet that we have. Which is why it's so powerful. it wins everything else because it outlasts everything else. So we have this nice grand trine between Mercury, Pluto, and Ceres, and this suggests that there's a lot of hidden information that'll be released at this time that may provide nurturing to a lot of people. Now, this Mercury-Pluto cycle peaks on June 11th, and it's in range June 7th through the 15th. So we'll see what happens in terms of what comes out. And just 2 days before that, Mercury is going to sextile Neptune. So that can indicate inspirational messages, but they can also indicate, you know, a vague, flowery language, you know. Inspirational messages tend to be that way. So it actually is a very good time for prayer or meditation, writing and speaking, but it is terrible with details. It's also forgetful. So just a word to the wise, if you have to do accurate, detailed work, that could be challenging. That's in range June 8th through the 11th. Fortunately, doesn't stick around too long. Now,
when you say challenging, Madeline, hold on. A lot of people are reporting a lack of energy, mental, short-term memory loss, mental lethargy, The ability to not the ability to stay focused is severely compromised
limited.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that fits in.
Okay. You bet.
Right.
And there are a lot of reasons for that. Not the least of all,
short-term memory loss, mental lethargy, the ability the ability to stay focused is severely compromised
limited.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that fits in.
Okay. You bet.
Right.
And there are a lot of reasons for that, not the least of which is the stuff they put out in chemtrails and water, fluoride in your water, et cetera, all those things contribute to exactly what you just described. And also, there's a what I would call a wearing down of people. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And when you really get down to it, we're in a spiritual war. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more towards the end of this of these cycles. But you see, as long as they can wear you down, mm-hmm. you don't have the wherewithal to fight back, to stay on track, to continue in a positive vein. You see, because they keep you focused on something negative all the time. And if you're not focused on something positive, then you're just contributing to their plan, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They wear you down to where you can't be positive and contribute something that is against their plan, you see. So, yeah, it's very big problem. So now I want to talk about, I'm going to run into a timeout here, but it's actually
adds. How long is your next segment? Several
it's
minutes.
It's fairly lengthy. It's
okay,
about
well,
the
let's do this.
New
let's,
moon.
Let's tell people about the good timing guide and do that right now.
Okay. Yes,
if
actually.
If anyone wants to contact you about a personal session, that should be mentioned as well.
Yeah. And
so we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, the Good Timing Guide will really help you be more successful by giving you good times to do important activities. And you can get both the 2023 and the 2024 at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusiness, BUSINESS, Guides, GUIDES.com. And you can also contact me for custom timings for something really important or for consultations for yourself or your business, because I do both business and personal astrology. And you may also want to check out my new Telegram channel on Telegram Messenger at Polaris Business Guides. So I've got news and cycles and prosperity tips there. And so check that out as well.
Very good.
Am I within my 30 seconds?
Well, we just went over it. But
okay.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I think you covered it. Give us a Telegram channel again.
Oh, it's actually on Telegram Messenger. It's Polaris Business Guides. And the link is t.me/ Polaris Business Guides.
Got it.
T.me.
Okay.
Yeah, for Telegram Messenger.
/.
Polaris Business Guides.
Okay.
And
right,
you can actually get that on your desktop, too.
Very good. All right, stand by, everyone. Jumping into our break, and we'll jump right back out on the other side. Hang on. All right, a little gothic theme in the background. We have a lot of gothic news going on these days. It's very strange out there. Go ahead, Madeline.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to, I'm going to try and get through all this quickly. Talk briefly about the new moon, which is June 17th or 18th, depending on your time zone. And that really looks like maybe the financial system or currency is dissolving or is starting to dissolve. Mm-hmm. Now, what's getting started at the new moon on the 17th or 18th is either a leader with a vision that's either clearly, or I should say unclearly described, or possibly, or perhaps more likely, deception by leaders. And that's Sun, Moon, and Juno conjunct in Gemini and closely square to Neptune. Now, in addition, there are cycles associated with the entrenched dissolving of the financial system or the currency situation. And it's intertwined with that deceptive or unclear vision. This is a Venus sesquiquadrate Neptune, Sun, Moon, and Juno semi-square Venus. So this actually looks like this combination is that leaders are going to lie to the public about the financial system or the stability of the currency. They're going to claim it's fine when it's dissolving. And, of course, you won't probably see... Yeah,
what a shock.
Shows
a shock.
Right up, right? and you may not see the first financial crisis until either the very end of June or the very beginning of July. We get the first Venus square Uranus on July 2nd, and of course, I think they're introducing the new Fed coin on the 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is July. It's July 4th, isn't it?
July 4th, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't have
called?
Any independence.
No.
Yeah.
It'll be Dependence Day is what it'll be.
Yeah, Dependence Day. That's right. Yeah.
So I think it's called Fed Now or Fed Re.
Yeah,
something.
Fed Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. The other thing, so, you know, a lot of lying, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
This is for the latter half of our month, of course. The new moon's at 28 degrees Gemini in 43 minutes. So this is very, very close to the end of the sign. So there's 30 degrees in a sign from 0 to 29. You know, so this is like a degree in 17 minutes before the end of the sign. So this suggests that there's not much energy to get new starts going. So it's just, you know, continuing with this problem. And, you know, so combined with the financial cycles I just mentioned, if the old financial system is still functioning, this factor might indicate it's in its last month, you know. So we'll just see how it goes. Now, another cycle that could play into this situation, I'm going to quickly mention this. The new moon is exactly square the Federal Reserve's Eris, which is the goddess of war and chaos. Now, this might suggest that the Federal Reserve is likely to be in chaos in attempting to stave off a financial system crash or a changeover. But it could also be that they're in chaos trying to bring out the Fed Now coin. So, you know, it's possible that's the reason. Just keep in mind, we do have that stability cycle, the Jupiter sextile Saturn. It's going to peak the very next day on June 19th. It's going to stay in range through July 5th, so it's not a long time, but it's better than nothing. And there is good news at that time in that Venus and Mars they look like they're going to meet up in Leo, but they're actually not, because Venus is going to retrograde before she meets up with Mars. But they're both in trining to Chiron, which is very positive in multiple ways. Now, Mars trine Chiron will peak on June 23rd. That's a few days later. And this is actually a very excellent cycle for physical activities and healing injuries, and including injuries to masculinity. So it's a very good cycle for that. It's actually in range from June 10th through July 5th. It's going
to
peak
injuries
on the 23rd.
To masculinity?
Well, all that
what
hormone stuff they put in your food.
the estrogen war on malehood, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of psychological stuff out there, too. And Venus trine Chiron is an excellent financial cycle. So this is happening during that stability period, which is good. It's going to peak on June 29th. And so that kind of suggests that there's a softer landing to the financial challenges that seem to be occurring at that time. And it's also a very positive cycle for building relationships. It's very helpful for bringing in more money, and it's in range June 19th through July 13th. So that's very good. And then Saturn is going to begin its retrograde process on June 18th, right after the new moon. And because Saturn's in retrograde, well, I should say Saturn's in Pisces, which represents the ocean, and the ocean dissolves things. Saturn in retrograde and Pisces is about structures dissolving. So it's going to stay retrograde through November 4th when it'll start moving forward again. And it moves back to 0 degrees Pisces, 31 minutes. So it stays in Pisces the whole time. Now, I just want to make a quick comment here about how this is showing up in your economy. There are many, many bankruptcies going on right now, and they're just going to continue to get worse while Saturn is retrograde. And I imagine you're going to see the worst set of bankruptcies over the last 3 years is going to be this year. So the other side of this, of course, is that, if you have any maintenance issues in your buildings or homes or structures, barns or whatever, you ought to be fixing them because your stuff is going to dissolve if you don't.
I'm a little bit, I don't want to get you off track, but July 4th and the introduction of that Fed coin or whatever it is, is interesting to me. We'll call it Dependence Day from now on.
That's Dependence Day,
And so I think we need to watch that closely.
Definitely.
The old lady running the Fed is clearly not running the Fed. She's just the mouthpiece.
Yeah, we don't know what she's up to. Doesn't look too good,
Okay, go ahead.
So it's definitely a problem. Now, the other thing I just want to point out is that structures dissolving can easily apply to financial structures. And so, if you need to do something in terms of protecting your money, I probably might do it before June 18th.
Assuming you have some.
If you have anything to protect, I would just get out of paper assets like stocks, bonds, and ETFs and things like that. The summer solstice is on June 21st. Now, that's a preview of the third quarter, and it only occurs a few days after that new moon, so there's a lot of those similar things. Now, it's going to occur at 10:59 a.m. Eastern Time on June 21st, and, of course, that's 7:59 a.m. Pacific Time on June 21st. And these cycles actually impact the next 3 months. You see, that's why it's important. And the good news is that the sun is trining to Saturn, which suggests responsible leadership, so that's helpful. But it's only a few days after the new moon. And so you still have these financial issues in play where there's still deception going on and financial challenges going on. So that is the rough side of it. And hopefully, with any luck at all, the responsible leadership cycle, the sun trine Saturn, will help that. Now, the good news that I just kind of alluded to was that Venus is going to trine Chiron, and that is a really good cycle, really good financial cycle. This really does help get us through the month. It's going to peak on the 29th. So that is very, very positive. And the other thing I want to mention here is that because Mars is going to be trying to Chiron and sextile to Mercury, this is a very, very nice combination, actually. Doesn't happen very often, and it's a really good set of cycles for healing mental issues, particularly also for teaching and presenting information to others. And it can also be good for healing relationship issues because Venus is also trying to Chiron. So there's a bunch of things happening there that are very positive, even though the financial situation looks crazy for the summer. But this part will help it. This part will help it, and hopefully it will continue to be good or to at least get us through the summer.
Housing market?
I'm sorry?
Housing market?
It's getting rougher, everybody. It's getting rougher. Maybe you might get through if you did something this month. It's getting rougher. We do have that Venus square Uranus cycle coming in range during this particular summer solstice. That's financial shocks and surprises. Usually they're unexpected, kind of like black swan events. We'll just have to wait and see. If that, might be the Fed coin. I don't know. We'll see. The next thing I want to tell you about is beginning June 22nd through the 28th, we have a cycle that's associated with confusion and lies. This is Mercury square Neptune. So, again, if your work needs accuracy, be sure you double-check and triple-check everything. This is June 22nd through the 28th. It peaks on the 25th. Mercury square Neptune can be very confusing. There can be a lot of confusing information, easy to get things wrong, have things be accurate. Now, right the very next day, this thing peaks on the 25th, and the very next day on the 26th, there's our explosive cycle. This is Mars square Uranus. So we get Mars trine Chiron, which is healing. You get Mars square Uranus, which is volatile and explosive. Now, this can indicate unexpected actions, so that's one possibility. But it can also indicate or a sudden change in mode and motivation. That's another possibility. But often we see it indicate physical or emotional explosions. The best use you can make of this usually means that you're going to have a breakthrough in a pattern that is just not supporting you. So you want to try and make a different choice if you find that you're about ready to blow up, which happens on a regular basis with that cycle. And that's going to peak June 26th. So, the end of the month is a little bit dicey that way.
Seems pretty volatile.
Yes, it's
June,
very volatile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts getting pretty rough that way, yeah. And because Venus is going to retrograde, it's going to be there all the time. And keep in mind, Uranus is going to move into the degree of collapse on July 8th. And basically, it's there for the whole summer through part of October. So, and Uranus is in Taurus, one of the signs that's associated with banks and currency, and so we'll just see. Now, it could also mean that we're having earthquakes, or, I don't know, more volcanoes. That could be another possibility. Always good to be prepared for emergencies. So the other thing is that depending on what's happening with the financial system at that time, explosive cycle could contribute to the demise of the financial system or the currency because Venus is also square to Uranus. It's in range at that time, and it peaks July 2nd. So we'll just see how this works out. You know, we do get, you know, sunshine, Saturn, responsible leadership. So that's
a very interesting phrase you use. Whose leadership?
Well, we'll
responsible
have to wait and see,
Russian
because it's
leadership?
Biden, is it?
No,
it's not Biden. So there you go. You have to think about that. Now, I actually want to talk about the spiritual transformation and revolution that's going to occur. It comes in range this fall, but what is happening is that Neptune is going to retrograde beginning June 30th. Now, Neptune represents vision, images, art, movies, dance, all forms of spirituality, forgiveness, inspiration. In business, it's things like marine shipping, oceans, beverages, alcohol, drugs, and that's both pharmaceutical and recreational. And pretty much all forms of escapism. It's also associated with precipitation, deception, confusion, outright lies.
When you have mass cultural and social suppression, oppression, and degradation like we have, escapism assumes a dominant role for many people.
Yes, and
they want
that's,
out.
Yeah,
whether
that's
it's
exactly
Netflix
right.
Or drugs, or whatever,
yep.
They want. They
yep.
can't.
It's the same.
I understand. I get it. A lot of people walking around with PTSD. They're really beaten up, and they should be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So, and also in businesses, Neptune represents your larger financial picture, you know, and the perceptions that are created by your website or your literature, etc. So when Neptune is retrograde, which is going to begin June 30th, all these areas are up for reconsideration. Now, it's in the sign of Pisces, which it co-rules with Jupiter. So it's actually strong in the sign of Pisces. And it's going to retrograde through December 6th. So that's, you know, a standard amount of time, but, you know, it's a fairly long cycle. And even though it's retrograde, it's relatively strong considering that it's in its own sign. So that helps it along. It actually can be a good time to retake photographs and spruce up your website or other images that you use on your website. But it's also a really important time to do a complete financial review and determine that if you personally or your business are on track with what you're trying to do. Now, this retrograde is very important because in a few months, we're going to have this particular set of cycles come in range. Now, right now, it is sextile Pluto, and that particular cycle is associated with spiritual transformation. And it's only been staying in range for a few months per year until it will finally peak in July 2026. But this is part of a bigger set of cycles that are going to come in range this fall. So this is late September, as Neptune retrogrades, it's going to come in range of a sextile to Uranus. So it's going to be sextile to Pluto and sextile to Uranus. And Pluto and Uranus are going to be trine to each other. Now, they're not real strong yet because they're still kind of wide, but they are in range. And this is an extremely supportive set of cycles with these three outer planets, which are very, very slow, very slow. And so they're actually coming into range for a spiritual revolution. This is very, very rare. You could live many lifetimes and never have this happen. So this is extremely important. Now, these cycles are going to get closer and closer to peak in 2024, in 2025. They get very close. They get within 6 minutes in 2025. And then in 2026, they actually peak in July of 2026. Hmm. So these cycles are incredible, and it's something to focus on because this is a spiritual war that we're in, and the most important thing everyone can do is to choose thoughts and actions and feelings that make you feel better, that make you feel happier. Just ignore the shit that's going on and refocus on creating a higher spiritual path, because that's what's going to help get us out of this mess. So, just a quick reminder again, are we almost done here? I'm hearing music
We're in the out music, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. So check out my website at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business spelled regular, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. Or check out my new Telegram channel at t.me/PolarisBusinessGuides. And that's got news and timing tips and cycles and prosperity tips. And remember, 2024 Digital Good Timing Guide is already available, and the printed ones will be arriving in August. And you can always contact me for a consultation or a custom timing, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Okay.
There you go. You did it.
Yeah, we got through most of that. Yes, very good.
Good job. All right. Have a good weekend. Talk soon. Let me know if anything changes.
A good month. Yep, for sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. Madeline Gerwick. All right. There we are, hour number one. Lots ahead. Stay right there. Two more hours for you, as is the case every evening. We will be right back after this.